我们刚刚读的经文呢，是有关于一个人的故事。
His name is Levi.
这个人叫做利未。
Jesus saw him that while he was walking.
耶稣看到他的时候，他正在走路。
Working.
他在做事。
He was a tax collector.
您知道他是做什么的吗？他是税吏。
He collected tax for the Roman Empire.
他是为罗马帝国在收税的。
But let's try to look at Levi at that time, at that moment of the history.
但是我们现在回过头来，在历史那个点的时候，这个利未在做什么？
Jesus went to call him.
耶稣上前来，来叫他。
Follow me.
来跟从我。
So what happened after that calling?
在这个呼召以后发生了什么呢？
If you try to use your intellect,
如果你用你的理智你的知识来思考的话，
Let's look up this a real person.
让我们来想想这个人是这一个人。
He lived in a real life.
他是活在真实的世界里面。
What happened to him?
他发生了什么事呢？
After Jesus calling,
当耶稣 呼叫他的时候，招呼他的时候，做了什么事？
This is a Thanksgiving season.
因为这是一个感恩的季节。
Thanksgiving is means I really receive something very precious, and I try to express how much I have received.
感恩节的意思是说我真的收到了丰富的一些事情，我要告诉大家我收到了什么。
When Jesus passed by over there, what he has seen is.That tax collector doing his job.
当耶稣经过利未的税官的时候，他看到的时候，他正在工作。
Have you ever got into that situation that while you work in your company or office, and somebody just walk in and say, "Follow me"?
在做事的各位，你有没有这种经验？在你工作的岗位上面的时候，上班的时候，突然有个人来说，哎，来跟我，跟从我。
If that is your boss, then that's problem.
如果那个是你的老板来跟你讲的话，可能有一个问题哦。
But Levi never know Jesus.
但是大家注意一下，利未从来不认识主耶稣。
And Jesus said, "Follow me."
但是主耶稣说，来跟从我。
And he just followed.
结果他真的就跟从了。
And not only follow him, but Jesus went into his home.
不但他跟从了他，而且主耶稣还被邀请到他家做客。
And have a great festival.
而且在那儿呢，吃了一个很大的一个宴席。
And he, Levi, invited all his friends to share this dinner with Jesus.
利未也邀请了很多的朋友跟耶稣一起来享用这个坐席。
And afterwards, there are some people passing by.They are Pharisees.
在吃饭的当中，有一些人叫法利赛人也经过来看到这件事。
And they start to criticize Jesus.
他们就来评论耶稣。
So he even eat with those people.
他说耶稣怎么会跟这些税吏罪人一起吃喝呢？
And then Jesus heard what have they said.
耶稣听到了他们在说什么。
He said,It's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
耶稣说，健康康健的人是用不着医生的，是有病的人才用得着。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Could you ever imagine what happened to Levi?
你们想象利未发生了什么事？
Would he say, "Oh, thank you, Lord"?
他会说，哦，谢谢你，耶稣。
Is that true?
你觉得是真的吗?
Is it possible?
有可能吗?
Let me show you what losses that Levi had got.
来，我们来看看利未了损失了什么，损失很惨重。
Firstly, he lost his job.
第一个，他失了他的工作。
Even without a resignation.
虽然没有辞职，但是他失去了他的职业。
See, his job is a very good job security job.
大家知道那时候的税吏是非常稳当的一份工作。
He worked in IRS.
就是现在我们的国税局啊，IRS。
people can get laid off, but never they do. They will see that kind of a situation.
很多人现在都会收到解雇的通知，但是在国税局做事，大概比较不太可能。
Because the country economy or finance rely on them.
因为我们国家的税收就靠着这些人要帮我们去找钱。
If the country lay off them, then country cannot collect money.
如果我们的国家把这些国税局的人也解雇的话，那我们国家都收不到税收了。
But when Jesus called, follow me, then he followed, he quit.
但是当耶稣呼召利未的时候，利未就跟着他来了。
Not even with a farewell party.
根本连个欢送会都来不及办。
No pension at all.
也没有养老金、退休金。
He just followed.
他就跟从耶稣。
And we know if you work in IRS or in tax collector company,
如果假设您今天给国税局做事，或者是给一些会计公司做事的话，
I have learned in some other country, if you work in IRS agent, you can have not only the salary you receive, but you have received bribery and corruption.
我们知道在一些其他的国家，如果你给政府的税收机关做事，不但你可以每个月收定你固定的工资之外，还有很多机会收到很多的贿赂。
That's a fat job.
那是一个肥缺。
And just because somebody came and said, follow me, and I quit that job.
就是因为有个人来呼召我，我就把这个肥缺给白白给丢掉了吗？
Hey, Levi, you better say thank you.
Hey, 利未，你最好想一想哦， OK?
Not only he losing his job.
他不但失了他的打工的机会。
Because he is a tax collector.
也因为他是个税吏。
He worked for the government.
他是给政府打工。
And this government is not a tiny little bitty government.
大家注意啊，罗马帝国不是一个芝麻绿豆大的小政府而已。
It's a huge empire.
是一个伟大的帝国。
He got a very strong backup.
你要知道他后面的大老板的这个力量有多强。
That boss is Caesar.
他的背后的大老板就是凯撒大帝。
So he got the power and authority from Caesar.
所以您要知道税吏，利未他虽然是个税吏，他的权威是从凯撒那边得来的。
There's a story called The Fox in Front of the Tiger. Do you know that?
大家有没有听过个故事，就是狐狸在这个老虎的前面的故事。
So the 狐假虎威啊。
哦，狐假虎威哦，狐假虎威。
See, there's a fox that caught by a tiger.
有一个狐狸呢，被一个老虎给抓住了。
And he scored at the tiger.
结果他骂这个老虎。
Didn't you know that I'm the king of the jungle?
啊，你知不知道我是这个树林里面、丛林里面大王？
And the tiger shocked.
这个老虎吓一跳。
All the animal he caught, ever caught, always trembling and begging for life.
因为老虎过往以前抓到的动物，每一个都是吓得这个心惊胆跳，在他面前哦，害怕。
But this fox even dared to score at him.
结果这个狐狸这么胆子这么大，居然敢骂他。
And the fox said, "If you want to test, I will show you."
他说：“你要试试看，我可以告诉你哦，我可以告诉你。
Let me walk in front of all the animals.
来，让我走在所有的这些动物的面前。
And all the animals, when they saw me, they will escape.
当所有的动物看到我的时候，会吓到啊，他们会跑掉啊。
And that is Levi.
这个就是利未。
He's a fox.
他就是个狐狸。
He walked in front of Caesar.
他就是给凯撒打工的。
So everybody scared about him.
所以大家都很怕利未。
He can shut down business.
他可以让你的店关门。
He can confiscate your property.
他甚至可以没收您的财产。
He can arrest people and put them in jail.
他也可以把你抓起来放到下到监狱里面去。
He got position.
他的确是有他的权位。
And he lost it.
但是他是失去他的权位了。
I couldn't even imagine when he got home what he's going to talk to his wife.
我都不敢想，他做了这些决定以后，回到以后要回到家怎么跟老婆交代啊？
And not only losing his job and position, and when he came home, he brought a bunch of people.
哎呀，他不带了，把工作也丢了，职位也没有，回到家还带了一大堆宾客来。
And asked his wife, "We're going to have a good party."
他告诉他的太太说，我们要来一个办一个大的 party。
I got the experience to handle the party.
我有这个经验哈。
When we serve in Arizona,
当我在 Arizona 牧会那边的时候，
we have an opportunity to reach the student from Taiwan and China.
我们有机会呢，对中国跟台湾来的留学生有一些举办一些欢迎会。
From time to time, we invited them to our home.
好多事我们就欢迎请他们邀请到我们的家里面来。
Through the experience, I learned.
透过这些经验，我学到一些事。
The maximum number will be 10.
最多次人数就不超过十个人。
Because 10 people need 10 cups, 10 plates, 10 balls, and 10 chopsticks, and 10 forks, and many, many napkins.
OK, 十个人来到我们家呢，我们就要准备十副碗筷，十个叉子，十份许多的用品，还要再加上很多的餐巾纸。
And for the meat, it's about 2 pounds per person.
然后用肉来算呢，每个人差不多平均是2磅。
And we need to spend almost 4 hours to prepare.
我们至少要花4个钟头的时间来准备。
And then we need to give them a ride to come to our house.
不但如此，我们还要把他们接到我们家来。
We prepare the main dish.
我们要准备主食。
The dessert.
我们准备甜食。
The fruit.
我们准备水果。
Soft drinks.
准备饮料。
And in summer, we need to turn on the air condition.
当然还有 Arizona 很热，要开冷气。
And after the party.
宴会完了以后呢？
At least take me 1 hour to clean the whole house.
当然，至少要花我1个小时的时间，要把家里清洁干净。
I'm an engineer.
我是个工程师。
I'm good at numbers.
我对数字是很有心得。
I know how much the cost.
我知道这个成本花了多少。
And Levi lost his job and lost his position and came home with a bunch of people and said, "We're going to have a party."
来，我们来看看利未啊，他把他的工作丢了，把他的权位丢了，结果还把他带了一大堆宾客来家里开 party。
Wow, he wasted his money.
他花了不少钱。
I should say, spend it a lot of money.
我应该说花了真是不少钱。
Just because someone called him, follow me.
就是因为有人说来跟从我。
And not only that, their neighbors, Pharisees.
不但如此，他的邻舍，他的这些法利赛人。
They focus, try to criticize Jesus.
法利赛人现在就专注的要来评论他。
For Jesus,
最主要是评论耶稣。
You listen very carefully what they said.
请注意他们在说些什么。
They say, Jesus, how could you get around or stuck with these people?
耶稣啊，你怎么会跟这些人混在一起？
And Levi is one of these people.
你知道利未就是这一群人的其中的一个。
And when you were put into a category and put you give you a nickname, these people.
当如果有个人给你一个绰号，这群人，这伙人，你是其中之一的时候，
you would never imagine if you are one of them.
你永远不能想象，如果你是被人家所说的，你是这伙人之一的时候，
I became a category.
我变成是那一群人的中间的一个。
There is a tag on me.
在我身上就贴了一个标签。
See, Levi was a tax collector working for Roman Empire.
大家记得，利未是个税吏，是给罗马帝国做事的。
At that time, Roman colonized Palestinian.
大家记得，那时候罗马帝国把整个巴勒斯坦那个地方都变成是他的殖民地。
And Levi was a Jew.
利未是一个犹太人。
That means Roman and Jews, they were enemies.
大家记得犹太人跟罗马人他们是互相为敌的。
Could you imagine you work for the enemy?
你能想象你是在帮敌人打工吗？
How their own people feel?
你想想看，您的同族的人会怎么想你呢？
They hate Levi.
他们会很痛恨利未这样子的。
He already got a bad name already.
因为他已经是恶名昭彰了。
Now he was isolated and also criticized.
他现在不但如此，而且他被孤立，还被抹黑。
Because someone called, "Follow me."
就是因为有个人说，来跟从我。
Furthermore,
不但如此
，even Jesus talked about him.
连耶稣都谈到了他。
It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
耶稣说康健的人不需要耶稣，生病的人才要。
Who? Me?
利未说是谁呀、啊、谁、啊、难道是我吗？
The sick.
我是那个生病的人吗？
Hey, when you go to school, young man, your classmates call you the sick. What do you think?
年轻人，如果你去学校里面，同学们叫你说，哎，你是那个有病的，你有什么感觉？
Don't you feel sicky?
你不觉得很奇怪吗？
Because someone just say follow me, then he turned out a sick.
结果就是因为有人叫他跟从我，他就变成是一个有病的人。
And not only that.
不但是如此。
Jesus even say, I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.
耶稣进一步说，我来本来不是来招义人，乃是来招罪人。
Man, this Levi is poor guy, right?
大家想想，利未真是蛮可怜的。
So many losses.
真是损失惨重。
If you were Levi, you would feel that way.
如果你是利未的话，你回头想想，你也会如此想哦。
Okay, let's temporarily stop here.
让我们暂停一下。
Have you ever experienced somebody doing good to you?
有没有经历过别人对你很好？
They gave you service and ministry.
他们来服侍你。
They gave you favor and grace.
他们给你恩典，帮助你。
And at that moment, you feel so blessed.
在那个时候，在那个当下，你觉得说，哎呀，我真是好蒙祝福。
You never get tired to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
你一定会不停地说，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢你。
But maybe 2 weeks later.
但是两个礼拜过后呢？
You forgot what's happening in the past.
你大概忘记这个两个礼拜前发生了什么事。
But,Have you ever experienced the other way?
但是你有没有经过另外相反的情况？
Somebody do great thing for you.
有人对你非常好。
But you don't feel at that time.
那个时候你不觉得怎么样。
But after 1 year.
但是一年之后呢？
You still feel the sweetness of the service.
你还是可以想到当时别人服侍你那种喜乐跟甜蜜。
The longer, the deeper.
越时间越久。那种感觉越深厚。
And that happened to Levi.
这件事就是发生在利未的身上。
After the calling, follow me.
当耶稣呼召他跟从我以后。
This very doctor called Jesus changed Levi's life.
这位所谓的医生就是我们的主耶稣，完全改变了利未的生命。
Levi got salvation.
利未得到了救恩。
He was saved by Jesus.
他被主耶稣拯救。
Because the burden of sin came off from him.
因为他生命里面的重担放下来了。
He enjoyed the rejoice, peace, and the purpose of his life.
他享受喜乐平安，并且他了解了人生有目标。
He got saved.
他被拯救了。
Salvation is sure for him.
我们知道救恩对他来讲是确定的。
Because of that rejoice inside of his heart.
因为他心里面有这样子的喜乐。
It's very natural for all the Christians.
对我们基督徒来讲，这是一件非常自然的事。
Because I received that rejoice, I want to share.
因为我受到这样子的喜乐，我需要跟我的朋友分享。
So he invited all his friends.
所以他就请他所有的朋友来到他家。
He tried the evangelism.
因为他要传福音。
He wanted to share the good news for his friends.
因为他要把这个好消息分享给他的好朋友。
And his friends, some of them may accept Jesus.
在他的朋友当中，当然有些人就愿意接受主耶稣。
And that is a gospel fruit.
我们叫这些接受主耶稣的人叫做福音的果子。
And this fruit is going to last forever.
因为这些福音的果子是一直是会长存的。
Do you know Jesus got 11 disciples?
大家知道主耶稣有11个门徒吗？
Any Christian among us, you receive that fruit from either one of those 11.
大家知道在座我们每一位基督徒，我们都从这11个门徒之一从那儿得到了这样子的福音。
And even today, 2,000 years later,
甚至在2000年以后的今天，
The fruit is still growing.
在这个果子，福音的果子还在成熟，还在成长。
That is real.
这是真实的。
Maybe when I got to heaven, I'll trace who is the one.
如果我有机会回到天家的时候，我要 有希望能够 来这个追溯一下是谁得到了哪个果子。
Maybe Peter.
也许我们是从使徒彼得那儿得来的，
James,
也许是从雅各那儿得来的，
John,
也许从约翰。
Must be one of them.
一定是从其中之一的门徒那儿得来了这样子的福音的果子。
He invited all his friends.
利未邀请了所有他的朋友到他家。
And not only this, he opened his house for the Lord to use.
不但他要传福音，而且他开放他主给他的家庭来使用。
I remember a former president in Taiwan.
我记得在台湾前面有一位总统。
He is a son of Chiang Kai-shek.
他是我们蒋介石的儿子。
And he got his own political style.
蒋经国总统有他自己特别的特殊的政治风格。
He enjoyed to visit people at their home.
蒋经国总统很喜欢到人家的家里去采访，去拜访。
And if they talk friendly, then he said, "Could I stay at your home?"
如果这接待的家庭对他很友善，他就会说，我可不可以在你家再多待一会儿？
That became the privilege of that family.
你知道吗？这样子呢，欢迎的家庭就变成有特别的这种权利，特别享受能够招待他。
They called the whole family together and take pictures.
结果呢，就把村子里面所有的亲朋好友通通来照了一张相。
And that picture will be framed.In a real nice one.
这个主人就会把这张照片呢，全家的照片呢，照起来，放一个很漂亮的相框挂在他家的墙上。
Whoever visit them,
哪一天有人来他家拜访他的时候，
that is a must see.
这个是一定要看的照片，跟蒋总统照过相。
And they never get tired to the point where they are in the picture.
而且他们一定会告诉他说，你看，你看，我就在这个照片这个地方。
Just a president visit your house.
就是一位总统曾经来你家拜访过你。
Could you ever imagine the King of the Kings?
你能想象那个万王之王来到你家拜访你的时候吗？
I think his house will become a museum.
我还想，如果万王之王来到你家，你照了相以后，你的家要变成像博物馆一样这么受欢迎。
And his descendant doesn't need to work.
而且你的这个后代子孙大家都不要做事。
They just sell tickets.
只要卖门票就好了。
Jesus ever visit our ancestor home?
主耶稣有没有主耶稣曾经访问过我们祖先的房子？
What a privilege!
这是什么样特别的一个权利？
And also, Levi enjoy the fellowship.
利未并且享受在主里面的团契。
Because he was tax collector working for Roman Empire.
大家记得他的工作是个税吏，是为罗马帝国收税的。
He was isolated from his people.
他完全跟他自己族裔的犹太人完全是孤立的。
He always felt lonely.
他觉得心里非常的孤单。
Now he all of a sudden got brothers and sisters at his home.
突然之间，他家里来了很多的主内的兄弟姐妹。
He truly enjoyed the love in Christ's body.
他真是能享受在主内肢体的爱。
Could you ever imagine that person called him "Follow me" can turn out to this way?
你能想象那位当初呼召他跟从我的那个人能把他生命完全的改变吗？
From the world view, maybe it was a big loss.
从世界的观点来讲，他真是损失惨重。
But now turn out abundant blessings.
但是现在所看到的是丰富的恩典。
Jesus said, "Follow me."
当主耶稣说来跟从我。
When Jesus called you, follow him.
当主耶稣告诉你说来跟从我的时候。
That means.You will be his disciple.
那就是表示你要成为主耶稣的门徒。
Jesus will take the responsibility.
主耶稣就会负起这个责任。
To train you to become his disciple.
他会训练你成为他的门徒。
That is a wonderful opportunity for your spiritual growth.
这是对你来讲灵命的成长是一个非常非常好的机会。
You learn how to serve other people.
你会学得怎么样来服侍他人。
You're going to expand your spiritual capability and capacity.
而且你能够在你的属灵的能力上面，你能够尽量的扩张。
That strengthen your spiritual life is for eternity.
大家知道，当你的属灵生命能够成长的时候，是为了你的永生有益。
And not only that,
不但如此
，this calling turned Levi an apostle.
利未不但成为了门徒，并且进一步成为了使徒。
Apostle means those who got the mission from God.
所谓的使徒是说从神那儿直接得到了神的使命的。
They got God's authority.
他们得到神赐下的权柄。
They represent Jesus.
他们代表的就是主耶稣。
They build up church.
他们建立教会。
For his kingdom.
是为了主的神的国度来建立教会。
He lost position in Roman Empire.
利未在罗马帝国来讲，他丢了他的工作。
But he gained the position in heaven.
但是他在天国里面，他得到了他的职位。
Could you ever imagine?
你能想象吗
？Furthermore, he wrote the Gospel book of Matthew.
你能想一下，进一步，我们的新约的第一卷书《马太福音》是他写的。
They said it's about 20 billion people in this world were Christians.
他们说，在这世界上有20亿的人是基督徒。
And every month.People read Matthew, it's about million people.
每个月能够在现在世界上每个月在读马太福音的人都是数百万计。
When they read Matthew Gospel, they know who wrote it.
当我们基督徒在读马太福音的时候，我们知道是谁写的。
That's Levi.
所以利未就是马太。
Our intellectHuman intellect, can you imagine what the meaning of eternity?
在我们人类有限的知识里面，您可了解什么叫做永恒吗？
This is eternity.
这个就是永恒。
After he wrote Gospel Matthew, till now 2,000 years.
大家知道，在他写完马太福音以后，几乎2000年的时间。
People still read Matthew.
人们仍然在读他所写的马太福音。
He owned eternity.
你知道吗？利未拥有了永恒。
Eternity owned Levi.
永恒里面也拥有了利未。
There is a saying say if a person touch eternity, that person can leave this world.
有一句话这么说：如果一个人能够触摸到永恒。他就离开这个世界也没有什么遗憾。
I think you are seeking for that eternity.
我想在座的各位，你也在寻求这个永恒。
And this Levi, because someone just called him, follow me.
这位利未就是因为有人呼唤他说来跟从我。
There's no need that he will be he was very very smart.
大家知道他是非常聪明的一个人。
He doesn't need to be very smart.
这个人不需要很聪明
He just follow.
他只要跟从主耶稣就可以
Maybe at that moment, everything is lost.
当然在那个当下好像所有一切事情都失去了
But now you see,
但是你今天看看利未的生命
Everything is gained.
每一样东西都得回来了
And also with eternity.
而且不但如此是永垂春秋
What a life!
哇哦，这是什么样的生命
？And Jesus even promised he will sit on the throne in heaven.
不但如此，耶稣并且许诺他在天上有宝座给他
，glory and honor，
而且有荣耀与尊贵赐给他
，victorious overcomers，
他是一个荣耀的得胜者。
Wow, I couldn't even imagine what that's all about.
我真是不敢想象那是什么样的一个情况。
But from the Gospel Matthew, I know because I can extend my faith.
但是看了马太福音后，我可以延伸我的信心。
That's sure. That's real.
这是真实的。
Because 2,000 years, people continue to read Gospel Matthew.
因为2000年之后，我们仍然在研读马太福音。
If Jesus today call you, follow me.
如果主耶稣今天呼喊你来跟从我
Probably that's the best ever business you can get into.
也许这是您能够选择的最好的一个职业。
There's no loss at all.
请注意，你绝对不会损失什么。
Everything is gained.
每一样东西都是得到的。
You gain salvation.
你会获得你的得救拯救。
You can bring the gospel to people.
而且你可以把福音传给别人。
Your home will be blessed.
你的家庭会蒙福。
You will enjoy the fellowship.
你会享受主内肢体的爱。
You will get the training for discipleship.
你会得到门徒的训练。
You will get the authority from above.
你会从神而得到权柄成为使徒。
You will involve in eternity.
你会跟永恒有关。
What else you want?
你还想要什么呢?
That's worthwhile.
那是值得的。
Just listen to him.
我们只要听神的话。
Follow me.
只要跟从他。
That's all we can do.
这就是我们要做的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。